Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Friday, February 4th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Topping the news today, church leaders are pushing the United Nations to recognize Christianophobia as they do anti-Semitism. Baptist World Alliance's Wendy Ryan wants believers in the West to pay attention. She says it's more than just a human rights issue. It's about the future of the church.
If there's a lack of religious freedom in any one place, it has an impact on every place. And the person at the local pew should be really concerned that if freedoms are lacking in other parts of the world, who knows, there could come a day where we might have to fight for our freedoms.
Next, his nickname was Father, but it was a title of respect among the Africans he served. Baba V. Samvitton Sr. of Grace Ministries International had a 76-year legacy in the Democratic Republic of Congo. His son, Samvitton Jr., wants to honor that work by building the Baba V. Memorial Hospital.
My father was one of those men that went out as an evangelist but completed his whole work by putting together so many pieces of puzzle to complete a full orb work that continued in many ways and touches lives of so many people and eventually brings them to wonder why this man is doing this, and that's how he has been able to witness to many people in that country.
And Life Action Ministries and Revive Our Hearts are sponsoring a one-hour Saturday morning prayer teleconference meeting. It's called Seeking Him Together. This is the second such prayer event, which will be held each Saturday, the remainder of the 12-week Seeking Him Revival Study. Revive Our Hearts' Nancy Lee DeMoss is one of the hosts. The goal of the prayer effort is to ask God for revival in the church across the United States. Go to our website for information. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Strategic World Impact's new DVD, Revolution, is available at 1-800-995-4828. Learn how God might use you to reach out to those affected by war, persecution, or natural disasters like the tsunami. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.